High school basketball on Monday in the Class 4 Girls State Tournament. The defending state champion Donovan defeated Potosi 57-37. High school baseball on Monday. It was Sloan Hendricks over Norfolk 11-1. Calico Rock lost to Grisbury Westside 13-2. Cave City lost to Valley Springs 3-2, and Batesville lost to Harrison 7-2. Today, Viola will host Maynard. Salem is at Sloan Hendricks. Cave City will host Cedar Ridge. Izzard County's at Pocahontas. Walnut Ridge at home with Harrisburg. Norfolk goes to Flippin. Hoxie will host Marmaduke, and Mountain Home is at Harrison. High school softball yesterday, Hoxie beat Cedar Ridge 13-4. Batesville lost to Jonesboro Westside 10-0. Today, Maynard's at Bay. Viola will host Izzard County. Sloan Hendricks travels to Corning. Melbourne is at Flipping. Salem is at Cedar Ridge. Norfolk at Ozark Mountain. Pocahontas at Wynn. Hoxie's at Rivercrest. Walnut Ridge at home with Harrisburg. And Mountain Home goes to Harrison. After a historic season, Razorbacks Darius Acuff Jr. was voted the SEC Player of the Year, SEC Freshman of the Year, First Team All-SEC, and SEC All-Freshman Team by the league's coaches. Also earning SEC honors by the coaches were Billy Richmond III, who was named to the All-Defensive Team, and Malik Thomas, who was selected for the SEC All-Freshman Team. After a career-high 30-point game to lead Arkansas to a big road win in the regular season finale, Razorbacks Malik Thomas was named the SEC Freshman of the Week. He averaged 21.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, while shooting 43.8% from the field, including an impressive 66.7% from the three-point line and shooting 90% from the free throw line, with wins over Texas and Missouri. One of the most versatile and productive players in the country, Mark Mitchell, was honored with the All-SEC honors on Monday, earning a selection to the league's second team. The Missouri big man is just the second player in school history to lead the team in points, rebounds, and assists in a single campaign. Mitchell averaged 17.9 points, 5.2 rebounds, and 3.6 assists as a senior. Missouri State forward Keith Palak III and Michael Osei-Bonsu were both named to the All-Conference USA men's basketball team on Monday. The pair represented the Missouri State Bears' first ever All-Conference honorees in Conference USA. Palak was picked for the second team. Osei-Bonsu was named to the third team. College baseball yesterday, number 6 Arkansas upset by Stetson 6-4. They split that series at 2 games apiece. Today, Missouri will host Southern Indiana. Arkansas State is in Little Rock, and Missouri State is at Southeast Missouri State. College basketball today, the Conference USA tournament begins in Huntsville, Alabama. The Missouri State Bears will play Florida International. The All-SCA girls basketball team has been announced. The first team includes Riley Davis of Thayer, Caden Hillis of Thayer, Chloe Jones of Willow Springs, Sadie Schrober of Mountain Grove, and Grayson McNeil of Houston. On the second team, it was Avery Bowers of Thayer, Sydney Stewart of Willow Springs, Morgan Smith from Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty, Stella Benson from Mountain Grove, Jesse Schrable from Ava, and Jordana Atkins from Kabul. Honorable mention selections include Kinsley Regal of Thayer, Riley Joe Sorrell of Thayer, Paisley May of Salem, Alexis Sigmund of Willow Springs, Delaney Ellett of Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty, Taylor Dry of Ava, Clara Ball of Salem, Chloe Overby of Kabul, Kaylee Virtue of Mountain Grove, and Ava Koch of Houston. Riley Davis of Thayer was named the SEA Player of the Year, and Coach Denny Young of Thayer was named the SEA Coach of the Year. One of the greatest players in Kansas City Chief history is on board for another season. According to NFL reporter Ian Rappaport, tight end Travis Kelce will stay with the Chiefs and play for the 14th season. Later on Monday, ESPN's Adam Schefter reported the terms of the deal. Kelce and the Chiefs reportedly agreed to a one-year $12 million deal with incentives that could maximize the deal at $15 million. Free agent talk around the Chiefs is dominating the NFL. Minutes after the network reported Travis Kelce returning to the red and gold, the MVP of the Super Bowl 60, Kenneth Walker III, appears now to be headed to Kansas City. Walker confirmed the news on his social media. There's two local golf tournaments coming up this weekend. The 13th annual Zizzer Golf Tournament is Saturday at West Plains Country Club. The tournament is a three-person scramble, 11 a.m. start time. Registration begins at 10. Entry fee, $240 per team. To sign up, call 417-257-2726. And a St. Patrick's Day Par 3 shootout tournament is set for Sunday at North Terra Golf Course in West Plains. That tournament is a two-person scramble, 10 a.m. start time. Entry fee, $50 per player. That includes mulligans and a putting challenge. To sign up, call the course at 417-256-9824. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.